Well, good morning. I'm Dan Spadafore. Happy to have Mayor Kurt Dykstra joining us this morning. And the topic that I've been talking about all morning long, and it was prompted from a story of a woman who found grenades in her house that her father owned. Police came over. They had to end up, since the grenades were still alive and dangerous, they had to detonate them outside of the town. And it brought up stories of me when I was a kid making works bombs, which a stupid thing to do, but they're essentially a 2-liter full of toilet bowl cleaner and aluminum foil that pressure builds up and explodes a 2-liter. Very dangerous stuff. Don't do this. I was an idiot. But I think the question that everybody would find interesting is, Kurt joins us, Mayor Kurt Dykstra, what has the mayor done that he regrets when he was a kid?
Well, let's see. Nothing that is a felony.
Yeah, well, that's a good start.
Right, exactly. My parents tend to listen to the show online.
So this might be brought up during Christmas or something.
Yeah. Either from Wisconsin or they're in Florida for a bit. So if they are listening, the answer is nothing. I did nothing bad as a kid.
Very good.
Right. Let's see. In mom and dad, you can go turn on whatever the morning zoo on some other station if you want to. But let's see. Let's a couple of things. I have one sister, and she's a few years younger than I am, about 4 or so. And it was, you know, kind of the age when she wanted to hang out with all of us, and she was occasionally an unwelcome presence, you know,
okay,
all her brother and all of his buds.
Yeah.
So she'd get a little on my nerves a bit, and I'm not suggesting it was her fault, but maybe it was. Anyway, so I remember once I had just gotten a new Goose light for my little desk in my,
okay,
in my room, and it threw off a fair amount of heat. So in a moment of rage, I told her that I had just turned the Goose light down and was melting her Barbie back home, to which she went screaming.
Were you melting the Barbie?
I
no?
was not. No,
okay.
No. Are you kidding me? Heavens, no. I'm not that
sadistic.
Either that mean nor probably that creative. But, you know,
you can't
silly,
take the credit, but you're glad you didn't do it.
Silly things that, you know, I remember as a younger kid, I once got a perm.
Really?
Yeah. So
I would classify that as a stupid thing to do.
Although this was back in the day, you know, growing up in Wisconsin, Jack Sikma was a center for the Milwaukee Bucks at the time.
Yeah.
And so Sikma was, you know, taller, had curly hair, so it was kind of my Sikma look.
Interesting. We'll get to some of the more important stuff in a second, but I got to take this call. Good morning. You got a question from Eric Dykstra?
Yes, I have a question. I was in contact with City Hall yesterday. The mayor may be aware that I called. I was in touch with the BPW. I've been in touch with the WHTC news department regarding this bond issue.
Yes.
And my question is, there are news reports out there that indicated that the city council approved on Wednesday this sale and everything. So I called the BPW trying to get some more information, called City Hall. They told me that the bonds were all sold.
Yes.
I called the BPW. Well, they sort of indicated that the bonds were all sold, but they gave me a number of the Jeffries Company, which apparently is located in New York City, who told me that the bonds were all sold. Now, since then, even after I called WHTC again late yesterday afternoon, one of the news reporters there posted an article online that indicated that the bonds were selling like hotcakes and there were still some available. But they did not mention in the online article, did not mention when I heard it this morning again, where one goes to obtain these bonds that are paying over 4%, which is a good deal. I'd like to get myself one or two of them, $5,000, to offset the price increases that the Board of Public Works recently instituted. And another comment about the same doggone thing, they have passed out the curlicue light bulbs, the LED light bulbs, and I heard it from a different station, a pundit on there opined that once everybody figures out, all these different electric utilities figure out that, hey, nobody's using quite as much electricity, we don't have as much money coming in, we'll raise rates. So my feeling is, well, hey, what the heck, I can understand that, I guess, but maybe I can get myself a bond or two paying 4% don't like the 25-year term, but to offset the increases, I'm going to wind up paying along with everybody else in the community.
Your response?
Sure. Let me just tell you a little bit. So a couple of weeks ago, we approved the sort of, I forget exactly the terminology of it, but in essence, the authorization for Jefferies and others to begin marketing the bonds. And there was, I think, at least a couple of news reports on that story, and there were some ads over the weekend in the Sentinel talking about the upcoming opportunity for the community to buy the bonds. And it was a one-day sale. It was this past Tuesday. Where we took subscriptions on those bonds, in essence offers for people to buy the bonds. And then what we did this past Wednesday, in essence, was accept the deal and ultimately approve the sale. So a couple of weeks ago, there was information at a meeting about the upcoming opportunity to buy, both from the retail side and also from the institutional side of the ledger. And then there were, again, ads over the weekend as to how people could do that, when the bond sale was going to happen, and ultimately a bunch of different broker numbers on from which to call. So that sale to the retail community, folks like you and me, happened this past Tuesday, and then on Wednesday was the institutional sale, the large scale investors, pension fund kinds of folks. We had hoped to get about $25 million or so in the retail sale of bonds, and ultimately by the time it closed on Tuesday, we had closer to $60 million in retail sale of those bonds. So it showed pretty high interest, high demand. We don't exactly know how many were from within Michigan, but first blush looks like 90% plus were from within the state of Michigan. And then in about an hour and 15 minutes on Wednesday, the remaining balance of the bonds had been subscribed. So what the council did on Wednesday night was, in essence, upon getting the subscription signed up, approved the ultimate sale, and you're right, the interest rate was a little over 4%, which from our standpoint was an incredibly great interest rate.
Yeah.
To put it in perspective, on the same day we issued the offer, this, or put the subscription out there, we were told that the state of Wisconsin also put a bond offering out there, and secured by the entire full faith and credit of the state of Wisconsin, and their interest rate was roughly the same as ours.
Okay.
So it was a pretty good sale for us, pretty good interest rate for us, and ultimately that's the way it happened. So this past Tuesday, as indicated in some advertisements and other stories, was the retail sale. Wednesday was the institutional sale.
We are under a time crunch this morning, but I just got, Gary handed me a note that Wells Fargo, Hilliard Lyons, and Edward Jones are the only local brokers with any PBW bonds available. So,
and I don't know that I don't know that they have them anymore.
Right, right.
I think, yeah. I my understanding is that this all happened on Tuesday from the retail side. There was opportunity for working through some local folks that you could go ahead and purchase some. But as far as the CFL LED thing. All of those giveaways are part of the energy optimization program that the state of Michigan has put in place. And ultimately, you'll see a line item charge on your bill talks about energy optimization.
Mm-hmm.
Those charges get pooled into a fund, and that is then what funds the light bulb thing. So it's a requirement under the state statutes that we take some of the funds and use them for things like conservation efforts, like energy optimization, which tends in most utilities to be things like light bulb sales or refrigerator buybacks or that kind of thing.
Gotcha. We're speaking with Mayor Kurt Dykstra, and it's brought to you on 1450 WHTC by Cunningham Dahl PC. We are unfortunately out of time, Mayor, but I appreciate you joining us this morning, clearing up that bond question, and hopefully you're not going to go off and burn any Barbies later on.
No, we'll stay clear. And one final thing on the bond thing: nobody on council or the Board of Public Works were able to purchase any, so I wasn't able to buy one either.
Okay, all right.
Conflict of interest issues.
Yeah, glad to clear that up.